Skipper Maley smiled and pointed to his rudder.
I was scarred deep there when I was a little beast, but Rookie made the scar go away. I still goes to sea, old Rookie. Takes her freshwater shrimp and hot root soup now and again. She's like a grandma to me, marm. She's still kicking right enough.
Fillon clasped Skipper's paw anxiously.
If she could heal my son, I'd take her 100 pans of shrimp and hot root soup. I'd give her anything.
The Otter Chieftain understood Fillon's anxiety.
No need to do that. But I know Rookie likes bright trinkets. She's like a magpie. Loves anything bright and shiny, Rookie does.
Fillon opened her broad apron pocket.
I found this lying in the ditch this afternoon. Perhaps she'd like it. What do you think?
Skipper inspected the knife of Sawney Wrath, with its brilliant sapphire, amber handle, and bright silver blade.
I think she'd make a skeleton dance for this beauty, marm.
Mira shifted anxiously from paw to paw.
Let's take him to her straight away.
Skipper appeared rather uncomfortable with this suggestion.
Be more than my life's worth, miss. Rookie's a loner. Very awkward, pernickety old body she is. Won't have any beast within a league of her. She don't treat no beast save otters these days, and then only as a favour to me and a few other otters. Look, you leave this to me. I'll take Dana and persuade Rookie to cure him. My crew can carry him most of the way, and we'll drop in from time to time to let you know how he's doing. Mira, you and your mama trust me. I'll take care of Dana. I think you'll be needed here. Ain't that right, sister?
Halkina pursed her lips, bound as usual to have her say.
Correct, Skipper. Krigger is not young and full of energy. I took the arrowhead from her, but she's slowly fading. She needs you by her side, Mira. Fillon, you know how much Friar Bob relies on your help, and the others too. I beg you to stay at the Abbey.
Fillon was impressed. She had never heard Alcanet beg anything from a living creature, so she gave in to her request.
Well, we've come through all these seasons not knowing whether Dana lived. Now we do know. I suppose we'll have to be patient a little longer, Mira.
The Otter Maid bowed obediently.
We'll be patient, Mama, but it won't be for long, I hope.
This time, a bigger, more comfortable litter was made to transport Tag. Sister Alcanet waited until they were ready to set off and then pulled Skipper to one side.
I'm surprised that a creature like you still believes in that old relic and her mumbo-jumbo of spells and charms. Shame on you! Though I'll be even more surprised if Dana returns alive. How could you raise the hopes of Fillon and Mira on stories and tales like that?
Skipper winked at the sister.
Maybe I'll surprise you again before too long, marm. Take care.
Nimbalo joined the otter crew. Skipper looked inquiringly at the battle-axe-wielding harvest mouse.
Belay me, where do you think you're off to?
The little fellow nodded at the litter.
Wherever me matey goes, that's where I'm off to. Any objections?
Skipper was very tactful in dealing with the truculent mouse.
I can't stop ye, especially since you're the one they calls the Slayer. But this old otter fixer, Rookie Garge, if she sees any beast that ain't an otter hanging about her den, she'll turn us away, no matter what condition your matey's in.